This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mike Long, chairman of the Conservative Party in New York State. Just when we thought we were in a new month and that we knew for sure who won the New York 23rd congressional race back in the early part of November, questions still persist. Conservative Party candidate Doug Hoffman has conceded twice now to this point, but there are still some questions about various precincts and how they got their vote totals. And Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, my pleasure. Good to be with you.
This vote has been certified, but we do know that in some polling places there were more votes than voters. What explanation has the state given for that?
Well, the state hasn't given an explanation, and quite frankly, the state should seriously look into where all their problems. They were using in some places brand new machines, electronic machines, which may have caused some of the problems. And there were clearly isolated incidents where you just enunciated, and that's not to be taken lightly, nor should we just not pay attention to it. And the state should clearly look into where the mistakes were made and why they were made and what the problems are. But the simple fact is clearly, we had not enough votes to overcome, even with some of these problems that we detected, to overcome. I mean, we've stood the margin of over 3,000 votes made it, you know, statistically impossible for us to overcome. And therefore, we did not want to prolong and make it look like Mr. Hoffman, nor did he want to look like he was a slow loser and whining about some problems here or there. If it was closer than that, we'd be clearly fighting tooth and nail to have a recount. But it wouldn't serve any purpose for the taxpayers, wouldn't serve any purpose for Doug Hoffman, and it wouldn't serve any purpose for the Conservative Party to carry this on. The simple fact is the reason that Bill Owens won, that is the Liberal Democrat, and was not because of some mistakes in the machines. He won clearly by the Liberal Republican endorsing him. That cost Doug Hoffman the election.
Oh, we're talking with Mike Long, chairman of the New York Conservative Party. And Mr. Long, right around the time that Doug Hoffman retracted his first concession, he talked about concerns he had about Acorn and organized labor in getting out questionable votes. What sort of evidence is there to look at on that subject?
There are no we looked at that, and there really no glaring evidence that Acorn in any way, shape, or form was in. I'm not a friend of Acorn. Never have been a friend of Acorn. Never will be a friend of Acorn. But I think that was some rumors that some very energetic campaign workers fed Doug, and as if they had some information, and they really did not have any information.
Mr. Long, as you look forward to 2010, many people, of course, see what happened in New York's 23rd district as a fight for the future of the Republican Party. And they say that if conservatives get too picky about their candidates, they're going to end up losing winnable seats. Others say you need to have primaries and allow the voters to pick the type of Republican or conservative candidate they want on the ballot. What do you think the lesson is of New York 23?
Well, the lesson of New York 23 is that the voters of not only the 23rd CD, but the voters across the country are really angry. And they're angry that government is getting too big and taxes are too high, and the people in elective office are spending too much money. And when I say spending too much money, it's not that they're spending their own money. They're spending our money. They're spending us into debt that our children can't climb out of. They're forcing health care down the throats of the American people, and the American people are not asking them to change their health care. American people are very pleased, in the most part, nothing is perfect, but they're very pleased with the health care they have. And to the argument that conservatives being too picky, conservatives aren't too picky. Conservatives have always been willing to compromise with what is called moderate Republicans. Republicans, providing the word moderate isn't misused, which is clearly the case across the nation now. What was called a liberal, all liberals now call themselves moderate. We now have a new interpretation of the word moderate. There is nothing wrong with conservatives uniting forces with moderate Republicans, if that be the case. But to have a liberal Republican to the extent of D.D. Scott-Safossa, who got the Republican nomination, but was handpicked by 11 county leaders, when, in fact, before she was picked, okay, I went to the Republican leaders and indicated to them there was 8 candidates that were available. I was willing to support any of the other 7 candidates. Made it very clear to them that she was too extremely liberal for us to even consider. At the same token, I told the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee the same thing before she became the official candidate. And they tried to blame it on the locals, and all they had to do was not finance D.D. Scott-Safossa. The bottom line was we were validated. Doug Hoffman was validated. It wasn't the Conservative Party that caused this problem. It was, in fact, the Republican Congressional Committee that financed her with $900,000, over $900,000, and she turns around and endorses a Democrat. It's certainly not the conservatives that caused this problem. It was clearly liberal Republicans, not moderate Republicans, liberal Republicans.
Right now, Mr. Long, Democrats pretty much have a stranglehold on congressional seats in New York State. I believe it's only a couple now that are held by Republicans. What kind of lineup are you expecting as in terms of challengers to all those Democratic Congress members next year?
I met with one particular candidate, unnamed at this stage of the game, this morning at 8:30 this morning. I'm meeting with a number of people that are interested in running for Congress in New York, and I'm hopeful that we can win 5 or 6 congressional seats in addition to the 2 we have here. We have to do that, and I think it's the right year to do that, and I think it's very plausible and very possible.
Do you expect Doug Hoffman to run again?
I told Mr. Hoffman, he says his indication is that he's considering it. It looks like he's keeping his name out there. He asked me what I thought of it. I told him we'd naturally want to sit down and talk about it. We haven't had that opportunity yet, but he certainly gets the first bite of the apple in the 23rd CD. He earned it. I believe we owe it to him if he decides to run, and my hope is that the Republican Party is smart enough to rally around him and support him enthusiastically.
Last question. If the Republican Party does not choose him but chooses someone who's acceptable to you, what do you do?
Well, I guess, this is not a question of someone that I think, you know, I really believe one can't turn their head away from Doug Hoffman on this. He did nothing wrong in this campaign. He ran a very valiant campaign. He did the right thing. It would be pretty hard for me to be dissuaded not to support Doug Hoffman, in all fairness. And I think the vote he got, by only losing by a little over 3,000 votes, I think the voters of the district clearly understand that, too. And I believe that he could beat Congressman Owens. Consider that Mr. Owens has already broken 4 campaign promises that he made while campaigning.
Mr. Long, unfortunately, our time is up. Very good of you, sir, to be with us again.
It's my pleasure.
Mike Long is chairman of the New York State Conservative Party. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.